So now roses are actually making a comeback. And so we are starting to have roses come to the garden center, and they are in bloom. Some, not all, some, they're all growing. And we've got different varieties. So there's basically, there's ground cover roses. It's called carpet roses. There's shrub roses. These are old fashioned. I just want something in the landscape that blooms nonstop without any care. It just, they might not be the most fragrant. They might not be the biggest, but there's so many of them. You can look at them all the way across. They are in color. Butterflies, hummingbirds, love them. Those are shrub roses. Then you've got the ones your grandparents grew, your hybrid teas, your floribundas, long stem roses. You've got climbing roses. You've got English roses. There's a lot of varieties. These are the ones that are fragrant, magical colors. These are the ones that are the rose of the year. And we've got all those. And then you've got your specialty kind of things. These would be tree roses, different sizes. I really put your English peonies or English roses in that category because they're so unique. Climbing, your climbing roses. Right now we've got in bloom the climbing tombstone rose or Lady Banks rose. So in Arizona, we call it tombstone because there's a 150-year-old Lady Banks rose planted in the middle of town. It's just huge, magnificent. It looks like a tree. It's magnificent. The rest of the world calls it Lady Banks. It's a thornless evergreen rose that's pretty. The flowers are smaller. There's a lot of them, but it's mainly soft and it's pretty. It grows fast and it's a climber. Oh my gosh. Here's what you'll find with roses in the local area. We've had roses here at Waters Garden Center in Prescott. We've had roses since February. They've been dormant. So you'll see them, and we planted them last year. They're fully rooted in peat pots. So these fiber pots, they're made to go on the ground. You get some exotic colors, the newer varieties you get then. But they're not in bloom. Here in 2 weeks, I'll have 1,000 roses. But the last week in April, I'll have 1,000 roses show up all in bloom. You'll know it's time. We try to schedule it so that we're for sure out of the risk of frost. Because the frost won't harm the rose bush, but it will take the flower. And so I don't want to invest 1,000 roses. That's a lot of money, a lot of plants. So the frost could take away the flower the next night. So I'll wait. We time it. Now, generally here in Prescott, it's going to be the last week in April. There'll be a lot of them. Every color, every shape, every size, every fragrance. If you're thinking about a rose, that's the time because you can touch and smell and see how it really reacts to your color palette, how it smells to you. It's be right there. It's kind of a fun time. If you're into roses, it's the time. Before that, we've got quite a few roses now, not as many, but they're starting to show up. Lots of shrub roses, lots of carpet roses, some climbing roses, all the Lady Banks roses. This is the time. So you're sliding into the rose season. And so we'll feature those here. I'll let you all know. I'm sure we're going to have Instagram, Facebook. We're going to have a YouTube feed on, hey, all the roses are here. Let me show you my favorite. That whole thing that we do as retailers or as gardeners, we just get excited. When the rose truck comes, it's exciting. So this week, the garden class is fruit and vegetables. Next week, I think it's on flowers or lilacs or something. But every Saturday at 9:30, we have a garden class. They're free. Please join us. Come in. Throughout the week, Lisa and I, we camp here at Waters Garden Center. We love talking to fans of the show.